causes indigestion is the stomach congestion under abnormal condition. What causes indigestion is the stomach congestion under abnormal condition. Improper mastication is the cause of such overseasoned foods and eating too much. Because you see, it creates fermentation, then develops inflammation, and it ends in indigestion. First, I shall mention the results of indigestion when it reaches inflammation. Through its gaseous condition, there's internal disruption, as for instance, constipation, which brings about appendicitis. The patient then offends with halitosis, and so you must consult a dietitian and take proper precaution against this indigestion. As an expert physician, without exaggeration, I shall treat with rheumatism. Caused by uric acid poison in the sandwich fluid and with heartburn you are inflicted. And other diseases such as trichia, dyspepsia, and perhaps asthma. Other heart troubles would be dilation and also palpitation, all caused through indigestion. The acme of surgery therapeutic discovery is a boon to humanity. Long ago, it was with difficulty and great uncertainty a doctor prescribed his remedy. But you must know as the ages roll, for secrets to man nature will unfold. And so you must send your offspring to study at a university the secrets of vitalogy.
Yes, Vitalogy by the Lion, and that was from 1938. Before that, we had Count Basie, Jimmy Rushing, doing the vocal with the Count Basie Orchestra. Harvard Blues, giving a little bit to Harvard. Before that, giving it to Harvard even more, perhaps less subtly, Tom Lehrer, who knew whereof he spoke. And that was from 1953. That's about the latest we're going to get today, going back to the vintage stuff. And as we do, we'll go to Yale, that lovely, who can we blame on Yale? pick your political party and just go with it, any of them at all. Maybe there should be a law preventing Yalies from running for national office. Anyway, Dorothy Brothers Orchestra, the Yale Blues, 1928, here on Radiola with Andy Sr.
Any snail upon a stalk, those are the views of all who do the new year, do just close your eyes. You'll do it soon. A world of sighs is in the tune. When daylight dies, the stars are dancing those yale blues. When Harvard knew that syncopation, it sent them simply wild. Their anger grew with every nation, and every little child said that the Yale had put the rest beyond the pale. It is the best. Put on your shoes. Suppose you try those new Yale blues.
Throat operation there, but that was his sound, I guess. Sort of a poor man's Harry Richmond. 1930. Before that, the U.S. Naval Academy 10, My Navy Girl from 1925. And beginning with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Yale Blues from 1928. And if you wish to have full playlists of this or any other Radiola program that you can think of that I've done in the past year, go to my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. If that's too much to type, type Radiola, just like it sounds, into Google. I'm about three or four down the page now, pretty creeping up toward the top. But I'd say I'm about, well, you'll see me within, you won't even have to scroll down that much. But the Radiola blog and my Radiola Live 365 page, if you want to hear this, or any recent Radiola program again, it'll be available to you for 6 or 7 weeks. And you can enjoy it all over again. Now we're going to take off our marching boots, thank goodness, because my feet are killing me, here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, and drift into some sort of reverie about sorority sweethearts. I don't think the Greek system is still active in a sense here. I mean, they don't have houses or anything here at Hamilton, but this was an earlier time when perhaps things got a little less out of hand, or if they did, they hushed them up pretty good. Gene Austin, double play for Gene, starting with My Sorority Sweetheart.
Of night are falling, and I'm all alone, dreaming sweet dreams of you, dear. Memories keep recalling school days I have known, days so full of splendor, and your love so tender. Sweetheart, oh how I still of the night when you turn down the light. There's a memory of a girl in your mind. For her sweet little smile makes life worth a while. If you'd look everywhere, you would find none so sweet as this dream girl of mine. She is simply divine, and I'd lay all I have at her feet. For the love of a girl is as pure as a pearl. When it comes from this girl of my dreams, when the nightbirds are singing their love song, and you sit by the firelight and dream, as the thought of a girl puts your brain in a flood. For her eyes like the bright embers gleam. She's as fair as the heavens above her. She is true to the trust that she bears. Though she is far away, she'll be yours some sweet day. She's a dream girl of time. Hey, thank you.
Sweetheart of TKO by Oscar Papa Celestin's Original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra for 1928. Well, we had to go jivey on the last one. Before that, too, by Gene Austin, the dream girl of Pi K.A. With a rather nice Hawaiian guitar in there from 1928. And the other side of that record, as indeed it was, a Victor 78, My Sorority Sweetheart, also from 1928. Now, continuing and perhaps culminating our college theme, we have a series of college fight songs culled from the likes of Hit of the Week records. There's usually about a minute of these things, so I've got a bunch of them here. I've got five and plus an extra thing for you. But there are five that are taken directly from Hit of the Week 78s, and some of them were pretty interesting restoration jobs. Especially number two. Number two was not playable. But I got it playing. Yes, I did. We begin with Sam Lennon, Princeton Cannon Song and Down the Field. These are from 3031. Whenever.
About the next 5-minute hit of the week. The name is Love Letters in the Sand, and I know you'll like it. Thank you.
5-minute hit of the week, Sweet and Lovely, not only is one of our most appealing 5-minute offerings, but also plays the Notre Dame Victory March. You'll like it. Victory March prompts a salute to the memory of Knute Rockne, one of our greatest athletic personalities.
Quality record with almost twice the standard playing time, and that makes a lot of difference, doesn't it?
fight for victory. Spread for the fame of our band name. Go Northwestern, win that game.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm about all rah-rahed out. No more of those tonight, but I had to play them. That was my tribute. My wife said to me, she said, those are all football songs, aren't they? And that just shows you my innate cultural illiteracy, at least athletics. So anybody who knows me knows I'm definitely that, athletically speaking. But that was the last thing we heard was the souvenir from Phil Spitalny to the Northwestern University from 1930. Before that, we had a bunch in descending order. The last one we heard before that was Illinois Loyalty and Michigan Victory from probably 31. Before that, Notre Dame Victory March with a tribute to Newt Rockne. That had to be early 31, late 30, maybe. Before that, Fight for California, where all those Uticans are living, 31. Then, As the Backs Go Tearing By, and that record was torn up. It was like somebody dropped a bucket of razor blades on it, but I managed to get it going. And starting with Sam Lannon playing the Princeton Cannon Song and Down the Field, also from that age range. Now, some more lighter music. No more marching. Put away your band instruments where it's time to relax and kick back with Frank Crummett. 1927. Sounds a lot like Auld Lang Syne, which I think is appropriate. Bohunkus.
Watch him pose, that new college freak. All the co-eds love him so. He's the campus Romeo. dressed to kill and how they thrill just to hear him speak. And there's a million more like this collegiate sheep. He wears a whoopee hat and goodness knows he don't use garters on his hose. Ain't he the ladies' man, Collegiate Sam? He's got a Dunhill pipe and a fancy vest, a perfect type for an old gold test. Ain't he the ladies' man, Collegiate Sam? And though he couldn't pass a French or Greek exam, what he could do to any chic exam. Ah, I've heard it said on good authority he'd wreck a whole sorority, this red-hot ladies' man, Collegiate Sam. He's everything collegiate. He walks and talks collegiate. He eats and sleeps collegiate. All collegiate through and through. His ties are all collegiate, and his shoes are all collegiate. His clothes are all collegiate. Collegiate through and through. His raccoon coat.
His raccoon coat.
His alley cat.
His alley cat.
They threw it out.
They threw it out.
Of every frat.
Of every frat.
He finds him in collegiate, and he loves him in collegiate. He leaves him in collegiate, all collegiate through and through.
Thank you.
Yep. Do I love her? Positively, absolutely. 1927. And it doesn't matter. Jan Garber, that's what matters. That the age thing. You know, what's the difference? And under 50. Of course, then 50 was old. Now it's adolescent. It's too young for me. Before that, Eddie Walters, Collegiate Sam, 1929. And beginning with Frank Crummett and Bo Hunkus from 1927. Now, Burt Lone and his orchestra. This is a farewell to those who are vacating the premises, and a little cheer. It's time, all those studying for exams, it's over. Bye-bye blues. Ain't it, though?
9:30. Let me hold you tightly once again before we part. Let me kiss you lightly once again before we part. And tell me, why does every meeting have to end, no matter how I may endeavor to compel you to be mine forever? Tell me that you love me once again before we part. Say that I'm the only one who ever won your heart. For a moment, please endear me while you tenderly assure me of your sweet affection once again before we part.
Extra time, just stopped in to say hello before I say goodbye to Heidi Ho. Gotta go to the sweetest gal I know. Love is calling me, and so I gotta go. Got my hat, got my coat, got my extra tie. Just stopped in to say hello before I say goodbye.
Radiola here with Andy Sr., lurching to a halt, I should say, but in a very pleasant and positive way. We're coming along with Alex Jager will be up next with Tripping with Dolphins. Now, right now, he's talking to Sue, but soon he'll be tripping with Dolphins heavily. So watch your, don't trip on any Dolphins. Make sure you sweep them off the floor because they can be very dangerous, especially in your bare feet. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org.
We just heard Gotta Go by Eddie South and his orchestra from 1933. Before that, equally appropriately, Once Again Before We Part, 1930. Hotel Pennsylvania Music from an old Velvetone 78. Sounds good. Starting with Burt Lone and his orchestra, Bye Bye Blues. He wrote it, he recorded it for Hit of the Week. 1930.
And continuing now, my tribute to the woman who propels the motor vehicle that brings me up here every week, as vocalized by Fats Waller and his Rhythm, from 1939, Sweet Sue.
Every star above knows the one I love. Sweet Sue, it's you. And that moon on high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, so secure it's you. No one else it seems ever shared my dreams. Without you, baby, I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. But in this heart of mine, you live all the time. Sweet Susie, Susie,